Will Graves from Cleveland, Alabama, saw his reign as state president come to an end as he basically grew up in FFA.
Actually, my dad was my advisor, so I grew up in FFA, really. I've been going to state conventions for years, and I've been around his students and seen all the success that they've had throughout the years, and so that's one reason that I really got involved. I now know that I really want to pursue a career in agriculture. Agriculture is so important to our daily lives, and it's helped me understand that we need these jobs to be filled to continue and progress towards a brighter future for agriculture.
Levi Colquitt, the past Alabama State FFA Vice President, also started at a young age.
I am from the Marbury FFA chapter, and I got started in the FFA when I was really young because my dad was my ag teacher, and one of my first memories was being at the state convention when I was like 7, so I've been around it all my life. I think somebody should join the FFA or get involved more in their chapter because this jacket is not just something that you wear. It gives you a support system. If you see somebody else with a blue jacket on the street and they need help, you're going to help them, or you will be helped. And I also believe that this gives you more opportunities than just being a high school student. It gives you so many opportunities to be successful or have that given to you.
Lacey Newman, past state secretary, said she fell in love with FFA from the beginning.
Just constantly each day fell more in love with it as it went by, and became a chapter officer, and then just, you know, found my passion and love for agriculture. Not only has it impacted me through building relationships with my officer team, but it's provided so many opportunities for me to gain cultural intelligence. I got to travel to South Africa in January. I've grown as a person individually because I've gained speaking skills and leadership skills that will, you know, stay with me for the rest of my life and benefit me throughout my career and college, and just something that I'll always keep dear to me.
Cody Maddox from the Jolene chapter was this past year's state FFA treasurer, and he is glad he joined FFA.
Whenever I took my first ag class, Mr. Johnson kept pushing me to try to run for chapter office, and I did and succeeded, and that's how I first got started in FFA. I mean, it's definitely helped me in the public speaking area because I could have never got up on a stage and spoke in front of people before I joined FFA.
Clay, too, past state reporter, has also enjoyed being involved in FFA.
I got started in the FFA in 9th grade whenever a local family gave me my first steer, and I used it as a project in my FFA, and then since then I've been currently growing my own cattle operation. I think it's a great opportunity to get involved in FFA because it opens up so many doors that you can go through. There are so many leadership roles, jobs, and scholarships that you can obtain through the FFA.
And Colton Farley, who served this past year as the Alabama State FFA Sentinel, says it was showing livestock that helped him join.
I got started in FFA in the 9th grade when I knew that I wanted to show livestock. I think anyone should be an FFA member, not only even if you're not a farmer, because of all the many opportunities that it offers. The experiences available to you in the FFA are second to none, and the leadership skills that you get out of it are something that you can carry with you for the rest of your life.
To learn more about Alabama FFA, simply go to their website. That's alabamaffa.org. Randall Wiseman, Southeast AgNet.